morning's Bible reading is rich with human emotion, with death, with mourning, with tears, with stench, with resurrection, with freedom. And any one of those words, any one of those subjects would make for a deep and moving discussion, and they probably will provide the basis for many sermons over the next years. This week, it's going to all be about the tears. Let's pray. God, thank you for the richness of your word. I ask that we will continue to learn from it today, that we'll be filled with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Tears are part of everyone's life. Tears from John 11 today are part of Jesus' life. You know, there are many, many times in the Bible where tears are evident, or tears are the focus. They're like Hagar, who was the mother of Ishmael. She cried when she thought that he and her were going to die in the wilderness in Genesis 21. And God saw King Hezekiah, the one who reopened the book. He saw his tears and healed him, even though kind of been prophesied to Hezekiah that he wasn't going to live. He wasn't going to get better. Job, as his friends were scorning him, saying, "You know what? God is no friend of yours." He poured out his tears to God in Job 16. King David wrote again and again about his tears. Psalm 6, Psalm 42, many others. Jeremiah cried. He cried for the Israelites that something would come, that they would be revived. He was so sad for them in Jeremiah 9. Paul cried for the churches he wrote to in the New Testament. In one of the readings that, among the four readings that we could do today, Psalm 130, there's the tears. "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." There are more sad expressions. There's Psalm 22, Psalm 88, a really, really sad psalm with no hope, nothing good in it. It's just sad. Psalm 51, Psalm 143. Then there's Mary and Martha in our reading today. They cried for Jesus. And then in what is, depending on the translation, but in the way I read it today, the shortest verse of the Bible, John 11:35, Jesus wept. Tears are part of Jesus' life. See, Lazarus was dead. He'd been dead for 4 days, long enough to be truly considered dead. Do you know that according to Jewish custom, the burial place had to be checked every day for 3 days to be sure that a person was really dead? Rabbi Bar Kappara, his teachings say that the whole strength of the mourning is not till the third day. For 3 days long, the soul returns to the grave, thinking that it will return. When, however, it sees that the color of its face has changed, then it goes away and leaves it. That's the teachings of the rabbi. But Lazarus was really dead, not just mostly dead. To borrow a phrase from what movie? Princess Bride. Wizard of Oz. Princess Bride. Not just mostly dead. Lazarus was all dead. And Mary and Martha were wailing. And actually, they were in a process of mourning. There is a 7-day period of mourning called Shiva. They were sitting Shiva. And during that time, there were many things that they couldn't do. They could wail, they could cry, they could mourn, but they couldn't work, they couldn't wear leather shoes, no sex. They weren't married, but no learning from the Torah apart from learning mourning rules, reciting Psalms, or reading like Job and the Lamentations. No greeting somebody with hello or goodbye. But after 3 days of mourning, they could respond if someone said hello. But for the first 3 days, if someone said hello, they just had to keep their head down. No clean clothes for 7 days. No haircuts for 7 days. No joyful events for 30 days. There were many others. This is, Mary and Martha were going through this. They were following Shiva, and they were wailing. Jesus saw that and was overcome with tears himself. And in the midst of Jesus' tears and anguish. There was a mixture of anger, the way that the words describe it. Maybe he was angry because he saw that everyone was crying like a ritual. Like, you're doing this because that's what you do. You just wail out loud. Maybe he was angry that these people had to go through the pain of losing a loved one, and he was the one that waited a couple of days. I don't know. Many possible explanations to Jesus' tears, but in each case, the explanations try to answer the question, why, if he knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, would Jesus cry at all? He came there knowing what he was going to do. And I think that he saw Mary and Martha and everybody there, and he saw their emotion, and whether or not there was some put on or not, he felt what they felt. Lazarus was a friend of his. He had empathy for that. In verse 33, it says he was greatly disturbed and moved. And these tears weren't like this short-lived thing. After this rich verse that says, Jesus wept, and the verb that's used there is like a quiet weeping. You know, what Mary and Martha were doing, they were wailing loud, loud. And Jesus, he was just overcome. And the tears were flowing just because he couldn't keep them in. But he wasn't being loud about it. But then Jesus was again moved and disturbed as the people asked out loud, why didn't he just come and heal him? So maybe there was anger in there. Maybe there's a deep anguish. Maybe there's just emotions outpouring from him. It wouldn't stay inside, and Jesus' tears flowed over the death of his friends. His friend. That's the same kind of way that we are often overcome with emotion. Sometimes it's obvious reasons. Horrible things have happened. Sometimes it's not so obvious reasons. We remember something. A smell reminds us of something. We're moved by somebody doing, you know, something, a song or whatever it is. Jesus was overcome in this scene with Mary, Martha, and all of Lazarus's friends. So Jesus, in this scene, we see that he understands crying, tears, weeping. He understood it then. He understands it now. Whenever we're in a time where our anguish is deep, whenever we're in a time where we are just feeling awful and we are overcome and cry, we're not alone in that. We learn from this story with Jesus that Jesus knows our tears. God knows our tears, and we can understand that and take comfort in our most painful times. We can learn from Jesus' tears also when we're in a position to comfort somebody else. So God knows our tears, God understands our tears, and God also gives us the ability to help others when they are weeping in anguish. We can be present to cry with people who are crying. We can be silent and listen to people as they're wailing. We can be encouraging and remind those who are crying that it's all right to cry. It's all right to grieve. We can be encouraging and over time, we can live our lives experiencing and sharing Jesus' words of hope in the worst of times. Like when Jesus says in our reading today, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. This morning, there are people here who have experienced deep anguish even this week. There are people here who are experiencing deep anguish as they're sitting here. People who remember deep anguish. There are tears that might be just below the surface. There may be tears that are all cried out. It's all right to cry. It's all right to lean on a friend for support. It's all right to talk about the pain. It's all right not to be okay. This morning there's some people here who don't get it. They're like, not upset, not unhappy, everything's going good. I don't feel the tear thing that you're talking about. It's not part of what's going on with me. It's all right not to cry. It's all right to offer a shoulder to somebody who needs it. It's all right to listen. It's It's all right to simply be present. No matter what the situation, we can hold on to Jesus' tears. They can transform our understanding of who Jesus is. Jesus who comforts, Jesus who cries. We're going to be in a situation where we need to be comforted. We're going to be in a situation where we can help comfort. We can hold on to Jesus' tears and remember that. We can experience God's unending mercy. We can experience God's unending compassion. No matter what the situation. Just by remembering two simple words, the shortest verse of the Bible, Jesus wept. Let's pray. God, thank you for your mercy and your compassion. Thank you for times where we see that Jesus was overcome with emotion. Thank you for knowing our tears and for understanding our sadness, our anguish. Thank you for giving us the ability to share your love, your mercy, and your compassion with others. Amen.